I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Boko Haram takeover in Mubi, Nigeria is creating a humanitarian crisis. Greg Kelly of World Mission says their in-country partners sent them the following update.
There's 300,000 refugees coming into the community of Yola, which really isn't that big of a town in and of itself. It's creating a real crisis on a humanitarian scale because these people are leaving with just the clothing on their back and their children underneath their arms, and that's all they have when they arrive.
World Mission is also sharing hope through an audio scripture device called the Treasure. This year, they're hoping to send 1,000 treasures into northern Nigeria. Next, tensions continue rising in Ukraine. Pro-Russian separatists held elections last weekend and named their leader, but Western Ukraine is calling it a farce. Mission Eurasia's Schools Without Walls students are helping around 2,000 refugees by bringing food, medicine, and encouragement. They ask prayers for restoration of all that's been lost or damaged in the conflict. There are more ways that you can help on our website. And in today's world, more kids are at risk of being trafficked than ever before. The number of child trafficking victims keeps rising by 1% each year, and officials are calling those figures an underestimate. Family Christian Store's Steve Biondo says they're working with Destiny Rescue to fight the scourge in Jesus' name.
And our relationship with them is really just in its infancy. We've been partnered and walking with them for 2 years now. An initiative that we have coming up is our first big effort.
Check out Destiny Rescue and learn more about their work with Family Christian at missionnetworknews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll have up-to-date missions news every day. missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.